It's time for sports. Spring is almost sprung, which means it is time for spring training, the season when every baseball team is in first place and every player is batting 1,000. Joining us from Mesa, Arizona, where he is checking out his beloved, or is it bedeviled, Cubbies, Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. Good morning to you.
Hi, Susan. A little bit of both, I think.
Yeah. Let us start with the bad news. Have you seen the Cubs play yet?
I saw the Cubs play. Susan, stop the presses. They shut the Oakland A's out 3-0 yesterday. This is hot stuff.
What happened?
Well, I don't know. They were really playing well. The pitching was just terrific. And Oakland sent out Mark Mulder, who won 19 games yesterday. And in the first inning, Alex Gonzalez hit a home run off him. God bless him. But you're absolutely right. This is such a wonderful time of year. You know, it's sort of the last harkening back to the way baseball used to be.
Mm-hmm.
The most expensive ticket in the ballpark, Susan, was $15. The national anthem was played by a bunch of local school kids on a steel drum band. Susan, the girl on bass, was playing 55-gallon drums as if they were timpani. Cool. You know, and then when Sammy Sosa came out of the game and was replaced by a right fielder we're never going to see again, I don't even know his name.
Yeah.
Nobody cared. The sun was hot. The beer was cold. Nobody worried about what the weather back in Chicago was. It was all pretty neat.
Yeah, I like it, too, when the kids all show up on bicycles with their autograph books. Because the fans, you can still get close to the players.
Really close. And, the players flip balls into the seats behind the dugout between innings. And, yeah, there's a grassy bank behind the outfield fences where they can watch the game. It's all very mellow. Now, spring training isn't that different from the rest of the game. I remember seeing the Cubs play in rickety old wooden ballparks in Arizona over the years, and now they're in a spiffy new cement stadium that the city of Mesa built for them because they were afraid some other town in Arizona or Florida looking to make a name for itself might steal them away.
You can't be serious. This is a team that has not won a World Series since there has been electricity.
Yeah, but they're still a big league team, and that's kind of happening all over spring training where you see these fancy new stadiums popping up, replacing those old wooden ballparks. It's the same kind of thing that goes on in the big leagues, you know, up in major league cities where there's sort of an implied blackmail. Build us a stadium or you'll never see your team again.
Yeah.
It's worked its way down to spring training, too.
Well, let's switch sports and talk about basketball. The big story this week, the end of a phenomenal streak. 70 straight wins for the University of Connecticut women's basketball team. Then the Huskies lost, finally, to Villanova 52-48.
Well, I guess everything good has to come to an end, and, you know, 70 wins, that's good, and
yeah.
Sure, you'll lose a game. But what the Huskies have to be worried about, I think, is if other teams were watching and could copy Villanova's strategy and whether that could hurt them in the tournament where it's one loss and you're out. All Villanova did was slow the game down, deny Connecticut its running game, and it worked pretty well. If I were Connecticut, I'd be worried about that.
Oh, dear. Okay, a warning from Mesa, Arizona. Thank you very much, Weekend Edition sports commentator Ron Rappaport. He's also a sports columnist for the Chicago Sun-Times.